Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, the Bird Show.
So our intern knew she had to come clean to her dad that she wrecked his car. So how did that conversation go? Before we get to that, bonus BS. So it drops every Monday morning at 6 a.m., which means it's out right now. In this week's episode, Abby, about taking a gummy and how it affected her throughout the show. We periodically checked in with her, and this was not on the air, to see how everything went, and then also how it went after she got home. So all of those updates are in the bonus BS. And then Cassie had the most horrendous story from a nurse about shaving a certain area and what could happen if you nick yourself and you let it go unattended.
I'm still nauseous thinking about it.
I'm trying to forget.
So all that's in the bonus BS. Just go to thebirthshow.com/bonus BS to sign up and check it out. All right, intern Kylie, you had an assignment this weekend, and that was to come clean to your pops that you got a little boo-boo on the car. Actually, two boo-boos. What did you do to the car again?
I ran my car up against a pole, and then I got into a fender bender at school.
Gotcha.
And I didn't tell him, and I probably should have thought about, you know, telling the story on air because he was actually listening live.
No.
So that's how he found out, eh?
And that's how he found out.
That's one way to tell him.
I love how he was probably listening like, wow, I'm so proud of my baby girl. She's on this nationally syndicated radio show. I wonder what she's going to talk about, make the people laugh. And he's just sitting there, mouth agape, like, oh.
Right. Yeah, he called me. I think he thought that I was like doing a bit or something. And he was
we are known for our bits.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't believe, like, you made that story up. Like, that was crazy.
What a great
all that
actress
stuff.
You are.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, well, it's real. And he was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. And really, you were right. He wasn't, like, that mad. He was only mad. He was like, why would you just not tell me?
Yeah.
Like, you can tell me, you can be honest with me, and we can figure it out. The thing he was mad about was going to the gas station at 5 a.m.
I told you.
Yeah. He was not happy with me about that. He was like, why would you do that? You have to be more responsible. Go the night before. And I was like, I will actually have it gone that early in the morning again. But yeah. So the reaction really, I was building it up in my head. So it went pretty good.
As good as could be expected, considering that you've jacked up the car.
Don't even go the night before. Go the day before.
The day before. I was going to say, like, 11 p.m. at night versus 5 a.m. Okay.
True. Okay.
But really, you were choosing between the lesser of two evils. You could have been stranded on the side of the road, missed the first day of your internship, whereas, like, you were just, you know, going at 5 a.m. You don't know who's hanging out. Doesn't have to be bad guys.
Yeah. I mean, the gas station was empty.
or so you thought.
Yeah. It wasn't the people we had to worry about. It was the poles.
Yeah. That's true.
They should be worried about you.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're going to hit them. All right. Yeah. Well, we're glad the conversation went well.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to play a quick little game, Mo and Abby. Because remember when I was talking about whether or not I was going to donate a Bird Show in studio experience to my son's preschool's masquerade gala, right?
Yes.
They had a live auction. They had a silent auction. They were looking for some stuff. And I had gotten the email from one of the moms in our class. And I was like, well, this is something that we know I could easily donate and they could, you know, auction off. And we discussed it. my hesitation was, what if I do this and I am at said gala and nobody bids on it? Like, that would be,
so embarrassing for you.
Oh, my God.
You got to hire somebody just in case to bid on it.
I was like, honey, make my husband do it, because everybody comes up anonymous. Because I was checking. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was checking to see if, like, this was getting any type of action. Which the Burt Show Experience did.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So I want you to guess how much you think the Burt Show in studio experience went for.
What was the starting bid?
Starting bid was $75.
My guess is $75.
$76.
All right, Tommy, is that 75?
I think $50. I had to go the other way.
No, that's too much.
You got the Groupon. Yeah.
No,
you can't do that in an auction. That's not how that works.
All right, I will say,
God, that would be so jacked up if starting bid was 75 and somebody put a bid in for 50.
Fine, $35. I'll go 250.
250.
Okay, I'm gonna go big. Uh-huh. I feel like it's in the 500s.
Oh, okay.
I've been on many a radio show, and I've never seen a show go for that high.
Well, that's because we're a special show that people are bidding on.
Or even Moe's bid.
250.
Not even that was high.
Not even
I was being
close.
Generous. Okay.
I'm going to go because you were there. I think people felt the pressure to make sure that you felt appreciated.
As I was just shooting daggers. Like, I was just hovering around like our little our auction item.
All right, now that I know that that's kind of high, I'll go $511.
$511. You guys, we sold for $450.
What? Congratulations.
You were awesome. Closest, Abby, but you still went over, so you can't win. Sorry.
Sad.
No, yeah, I was like, and all the money goes to my son's preschool, so I'm really excited.
That is awesome.
It's anonymous. I don't know who won, but thank you so much, and congratulations, and we'll be sure to treat you real nice and get you the fresh donuts from Dunkin'.
Give you all $400 worth of your purchase.
Jimmy didn't accidentally get a hold of your phone, did he?
Who?
Jimmy.
No, he did not. He was not there. Kids weren't at this thing.
Jimmy would have at least bid like $1,000, okay?
At least.
Hey, the Burt Show.